We are learning Mesechus Erevin Daf Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah Tzadik Zayin Amar Beis. Hoya Koyre V'Seifa Ala Skupa. We'll see what a skupa means. A skupa usually means like a front stoop in front of a house. We'll see if it was a Shisharabim, or if it was a Carmelis, or if it was a Shishayachid, this is a skupa. Then we'll talk about that. But the person was reading a Sefer on that skupa, and like Rashi says, in those days the Sfarim were made in a gillion, like a Megillah. When the Skalgala Sefer Miyadai, and the Sefer rolled out of his hand, he's still holding one end, but the other end rolled out of his hand, and it landed in front of him. So Goyal Etzlai, he could schlep it back to himself, even though presumably it landed in the Rosh Rabin, let's say, he could still bring it back to himself because he's still holding on to it. And when that Goyzer, they might let it go for a second and pull it back, and then it'll be over Haitza or Achnasa. Hoya Koya Brisha Gag, if he was on a roof, and his Gagla Seif Miyadai, and the same thing happened, he was reading a Sefer, and the Sefer fell out of his hand. So here, the Mishnah gives us different conditions. If it didn't reach within 10 tefachim of the ground, you can bring it back to yourself. Once it reaches within 10 tefachim of the ground, you have to leave it there, leave it the way it is, and it shouldn't be a vizayin. You turn it around so the ksav should face the wall. It's less of a vizayin, and but you have to leave it there. Rav Yehuda Omer, no, I feel like Masalik Ma'aretz like a Mali Machat. As long as it doesn't reach the ground, even if it's only 1 inch, one little centimeter off the ground, you still have to bring it back. Until it lands on the ground, you still can bring it back, because it's still in your hand, and there's no gzeira. And tomorrow we'll elaborate on all this. Rav Shimon Aimer, afilu ba'aretz atzma, even if it landed on the ground, goyel le'etzloi, there should be a gzeira. Because here, the shalal gzeira here is like this. When it's in your hand, for sure no issa to bring it back, because I'm still holding on to it, I never put it anywhere. But if you let go for a second, then there's hanocha and there's shirabim. If hanocha and shirabim, I bring it back. It could be over the rice, sitting on a gag. But that's only the rabban de gzeira, and Rav Shimon is not going there. Rav Shimon, I'm a fill of eretz atzmai goy leitzloi. She'elicha dava mishum shvus oyim frei kisvei kodesh. There's nothing that's a shvus. There's no rabbanans when it comes to kisvei kodesh. You're not even any rabbanans. Not even any shvus rabbanan. Only by kisvei kodesh. Dr. Gemara Vaitan. Hi, Iskufa. Hey, Chidom. This case of Iskufa, what's the case exactly of this Iskufa that you're on the Iskufa and the Sefer rolled out of your hand? What exactly is the case? Because remember, we have the Mishnah, we really have three Mandi Omrim in our Mishnah. We have the Tanakama. When it comes to Rosh Hagag, there's three Mandi Omrim in the Mishnah. When it comes to Rosh Hagag, Mandi Omrim number one is that it has within Sarah Tfachim, within 10 Tfachim of the ground. Mandiyama number two is that it can't reach the ground at all. Mandiyama number three is Rav Shimon says, even if it reaches the ground, you're allowed to bring it back. Because you don't make a Darabana by Kisvei Kodesh. So the question is, what's the case of a Skupa, which there it says that you could bring it back? Goyle says, must be in every case. So Hai Skupa Hechidami, Ilay Meskupa Rosh Hashiyachid, if this stoop is Rosh Hashiyachid, Vakamor Rosh Hashirab, and in front of you is Rosh Hashirabim, but loygaz rina dama nafal osvas asu. You're not geyser. Maybe to the cup fall out of your hand and bring it in. So why not geyser? It must be. It's going to Rav Shimon holds. There's no shvus, no drabbanans when it comes to kisvei kodesh. Mani Rav Shimon di dama called dava shumashum shvus. Ain't no oimid for kisvei kodesh. It must be. It's going to Rav Shimon, who's the last sheet in the Mishnah holds the called dava shumashum shvus. There's no problem by kisvei kodesh. No drabbanans when it comes to bezoyin of kisvei kodesh. So that's how the first line of the Mishnah will be going according to. Same as Seifa, Rav Yehuda Omer, Afilu Eimer Sulik Min Haaretz, Ela Maloy Achud Goy Letzloi. Look at the Seifa, which is the next part of the Mishnah. Rav Yehuda says that even if it's not off the ground of Machat, then you Goy Letzloi. But if it be on the ground, they couldn't take it back. And then it says Rav Shimon Omer, Afilu Baaretz, Ah, it's my Goy Letzloi. So it comes out that the Reisha of the Seifa Rav Shimon, and Mitzias Rav Yehuda. It comes out the Reisha and Sefer is Rav Shimon, and the middle is Rav Yehuda. You could have said the middle is the Tanakama also. There's other problems. But Echanami, just since Tanakama doesn't have a name, so Ritva speaks it out. Ritva says Echanami. You could have said it's the Tanakama also, but since it's not mentioned by name of Tanakama, therefore it says Rav Yehuda. Another teretz of the Ritva is, I think, that since the world later on comes out, the whole Mishnah is a Chsuri Mechsur, it's Rav Yehuda, we'll see. Therefore it says Rav Yehuda. Valkapanim, the Kash is the Reisha the Mishnah says you let it bring it back even if it hits the ground. And the safe, and then next, the Rav Yehuda says it's not like that. And then there's Rav Shimon Omer. So what's going on? It sounds like Reish of a safe Rav Shimon in the middle of Rav Yehuda. If the skupa is a Rosh Hashiyachid like a gag. So the Gemara answers, the first teretz is Rabbi Huda in Reisha v'Sefer Rabbi Shimon v'Mitzios Rabbi Huda. You're right. Echnami the Reisha and the Sefer Rabbi Shimon v'Mitzios Rabbi Huda. Rabba Ama, so that's one teretz. Rabba Ama, different teretz. We have all together three truths from here. Rabba Ama, Hocha v'Skupon Hanedreses Askinon. Ein Echnami, we're talking about Rosh Hashanah. And we had a kasha that the Chayra, the Rabbi Huda, and the Tanakam both argue on that. They hold that if once it reaches the ground, there is a Derabbanon, a Gzer Derabbanon, he might let go, and then it'll come to Itzah, Hachnasa Deraisa. But Rabbi says, talking about here, a skupa had addressed Zaskino. We're talking about a skupa, and people walk back and forth a lot. So it's a big bazillion for the Kisvei Kodesh if people walk back and forth. So here, even the Tanakama, even Rabbi Huda and Tanakama agree, you're allowed to bring it back. There's no Derabbanon. Usually it holds, but Kisvei Kodesh, there are Issa Derabbanon, it's a Kisvei Kodesh. But it's a Shishiyachid. We're going to go on to Shishiyachid. And since it's a Shishiyachid, it's a Shaila of the Raisa, if you let go. And the question was either, and the Mishnah says, Rahuda is Geizer, Tanakama is Geizer. We're saying here, since it's a Skufa and address, as people walk by, it's Bezoyin Godoil. There, everyone agrees that there's no shvus by Kisvei Kodesh by Bezoyin Gadol. When Mishum Bezoyin Kisvei Kodesh are Rabbanim, because of the Bezoyin of Kisvei Kodesh, that they didn't make exer. Usually there's a shvus, but here, since a regular harabim, a lot of people walk by, it's a big Bezoyin here, even Tanakhama will agree that there is no shvus. Eis ve'abaya, toich dal rames, goyle etzloi, chutz dal hoifcha aksa. Abaya Akasha, the Braisa explains the first line of Mishnah and gives another condition. It says, that by a skupa, I can bring it back, is only if it's within 4 amas. But if it's out of 4 amas, I have to leave it there. Now, what's the pasuk shot in that is? Because 4 amas, havara 4 amas rabim, is the Raisa. But the question here is, you're holding on to it. So there's no havara when you're holding on to something. You're still holding on to it. Teretz is a xera. So you see that you are guys when it comes to the Raisa by a skupa. If we're talking about a case where it's a big bazillion over here, mali mali. If we're matter a shvus, a derabbanon, we're matter a gezeiro, you might let go and come to a deraisa when it comes to a bazillion god like this. So what's the difference if it's out of 4 amas, in 4 amas? Anyway, it's a shy of deraisa. So because of that kasha, abaya argues, elo abaya, hocha beskupa karmelis askinon. We're talking about a skufa that's a karmelis. Which is a rabbi veris of now. We're not talking about a shashiyach, we're talking about a karmelis. And it's a rabbi in front of you. So now we understand why here it's a kuli al mutter. Because here, even if you let go, it's only the rabbanon take from a shashiyach to a karmelis. So here, the kuli al you can take it back to yourself. And that's pshat and dal rames. So toich dal rames, dinofel maisilei, if it's within 4 amas, and if it falls, you'll bring it. You wouldn't come to dechiv chatos. Also, dechiv chatos, because from shirabim to karmelis, shor le rabbanon. Chutz la ba amas, out of 4 amas, the meisli also dechiv chatos. Out of 4 amas, that if you bring it in, you're going to carry du havara 4 amas. So shor le rabbanon is no heter. Rabbanon not matter. The rabbanon in this case are not matter to do it because there is a shvus. I'm going according to the Tanakama and the Rabbi Huda, the whole there is a problem of shvus. For anything about Akasha, I still have a problem. Yehochi, toich daramas nami nigzer. Even within daramas, I can make a gzera otu e deraisa. Why? Dilma mayel shu shirabim lo shu shiyochid. Maybe I'm going to bring it from the shirabim shu shiyochid. What? No. The whole thing, Torah Rabbi Shimon, is all the Tanakama Rabbi Huda. Hold, there is a. And talking within 4 amas. And it's a karmelis. Only the Rabbanon, there is no gzera. The scoop is no exerio. If you add a 4 amas, be a problem. But the Gemara's kasha is that even with the 4 amas, even the case if it's the karmelis, the Gemara's an ask that it is possible to come to a deraisa. Why? Because this door stoop, this stoop is in front of a door that's a shishiyachid. So you might, if you drop it in shirab, you might carry it all into shishiyachid. So the Gemara, that the hachi, you talk to a amas, nam and nigzer, dil mayam, shirab, shishiyachid, b'chi tema, keep them on second karmelis. I'm going to say, since there's a karmelis in between, less lomba, there's no gzeira, because if you go from a shusha rabbin to a karmelis to a shusha yachid, maybe it's not a problem. But the word says not true. Ba'amarava, ha'mavache v'tzchiz abba amas sef abba. If you carry something in shusha rabbin from beginning of 4 amas to the end of 4 amas, you carry it 4 amas. But while you are carrying it, you hold it above 10 tfachim, which is makam p'tur. Ve'aviru derech alav. The halacha is that you chayiv. So here, the halacha is, if you walk from Shirab Moshe Yochid, Derech HaKarmelis, you are chayiv. Tosis points out there isn't even a more unfortunate Gemara about this. The Gemara says, Hamitzi Mechanus Leplatya, from your store to the Shirabim, Derech Stav, which is a Karmelis, or Makom Ptur, it says Yechayiv. So you see clearly in this case Yechayiv. So, Lechayra, why don't you say Gzeira? You might drop the Kisvei Kodesh and bring it in, or your Dishes Yechayiv. So Gemara answers, Hakom Ha'askina V'askupa Arucha. It's a long Askupa. And the Hachi V'Hachi Mitkar. And by you'll realize before you get to Rosh Hashanah. Rashi's interesting. Rashi's Mashma, you'll realize and you'll stop, and then you'll go right to Rosh Hashanah, but by that time it'll be the Rabbanon. It's not sure what you remember exactly. Possibly that you learn the Gemara is that he'll remember that Shabbos and he'll stop where he is. Rashi says a little bit different. Rashi says that he'll stop and then continue, and it won't be a Chiv Chatas anymore. But either way, the Gemara's Tarets is that's a long Askupa, there's no Chash to Raisim. V'Boy Yisema. It's not a long askupa. You might carry from Shiram to Shiyachid. So Gemara says, Stam kiv the kaidish, yunim ayim ba. Stam kiv the kaidish, you can't hold yourself back from looking into it and learning with it. So you're going to stop. Monoclue, you're going to stop in the Carmelis to look at it. So Gemara says, Kasha, what do you mean? If you need ma'ayin it, maybe when I'll be ma'ayin it, then Shirab, and then I'll stop being ma'ayin and walk straight into Shiyachid through the Carmelis. We're talking about a skupa. Gemara says it's really a shorter skupa. So Gemara says, why don't we have a gzeira deraisa? That you might drop it, and then you're going to pick it up Shirab and walk into the house with it. So the Gemara first teretz is a longer skupa. Gemara teretz here is a shorter skupa, but I'll probably stop in the Carmelis to look at it. Right, that's the Gemara's Kasha. Since it's a shorter thing, if I didn't stop there, maybe you'll stop in Shiram. That's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. Right, maybe you'll stop there. Right, they're also a case, yeah. Then you're almost there, you're not going to, but even before, the Gemara's Kasha. Maybe you'll stop in Shiram. So Gemara tries to answer. Hamani ben Azi, to Omar Mahalech, Ko'im Medomi. The Gemara's answer is that it's a whole new tarot now. We're talking about going to Ben Azai. Ben Azai holds, anytime you're walking, every step is a new hanocha. So if every step is a new hanocha, so there happens to be, you're not even carrying a Mishrab either then. There's no Chiv Mishrab either. And you're stopping the Carmelis. But you know, the Gemara, the Tosis there brings down Yishalmi and Mesechel Shabbos. The Fib Ben Azai, how are you ever over Havar? He says you jumped 4 amas. But Kapana, here we're talking about going to the Benazi over here, and there was no chash. The whole shaila is a shaila hoitzah and achnasa. That's why if you're, you have to be a karmelist. But as havara, there's no chash the araisa by a scoop of karmelist if you're less than 4 amas. So I'm out of Benazi, I'm a halakha midomi. And the whole chash of that said out of 4 amas is that we said the braisa is because you might stand in one place and pull it 4 amas. You're not being mahalakha imid. But to walk in there, you say mahalakha imid. Maybe you're going to throw it into Rosh Hashanah. If you throw something into Rosh Hashanah, then that's over. It's not, you know, no ka'imid there. You don't throw Kisvei Kodesh, so there's no chash. You might throw the Kisvei Kodesh. So Kapanah, the Gemara really has two mahalchim, even though the first mahalch there was a kash on it, but it's two mahalchim learned the case of Skupa, really three if you think about it. Either it was a Shusha Yachid and we're going according to Rav Shimon, or it was a Mechitza, we're going Kuliyama and it's a Skufa and address us. And this, therefore, even such a big bizarre, even the Alamad Yama agree, or it's talking about a Carmelis. There's a little aura Tosis brings in that if you learn that it's a Carmelis, and the Het is because there's no Daraisa here, so why don't we kiss for Kaidish? Maybe everything should be mutter. It's only Xer Darabon Darabonon. So even you don't need Dafa kiss for Kaidish then. So that's a shtickle of Ahara, according to Abaya. Tosfos deals with it that maybe even that there will be a Xer by other things. Tosfos, the Rav Maschil Ella deals with that. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Hoye Koye Bereish Agag. It says that if someone was Bereish Agag, so it says over here that we had a three-way machlokes, what's the halacha of a rolled out of your hand? If it's within Tzara Tvachim, when it reached the ground, three people have them. So Gemara first has a kasha like this, that says, if you can't bring it back, what do? You turn it over on its ksav. That's what you do, it's not a bazaim. Frank the Gemara, Mishari, you let it turn something over on a ksav, but I don't know what Kaisve Svarim, Tfilim, Mezuzus, Le'etirulem, L'hafak, Yirel, Paneha. People are riding Tfilim, Mezuzus, and they want it to dry. They don't want it to get dusty, like Rashi says. So you want to turn it right around. You're not allowed to do that, it's a bazaim. You cover it with a beged. You shouldn't turn it over. Turn it over a beged. So the kasha is here. Why are you turning it over? Cover it over to a beged. So my answer is Hosom Efsher. There it's possible to get a bag at Hachaloy Efsher. And if you don't turn it around, the bigger the bazaim. So here it's better to turn it around and leave it open in front of Shirabim. What does it mean, loy efsher? That's not possible to cover it with a beggar. So Rashi learns, loy efsher means, ain't loy beggar lifers, you don't have a beggar. Taisus, in the small Taisus, points out that you don't have to say that. They're much more poshut. I can't throw, the same reason I can't bring this back, I can't throw a beggar out and let it hit the ground or whatever it is within Zara Tachim. So that's why loy efsher, I can't put a beggar there. Rashi learns you don't have a beggar. Rashi learns I can't do it, that's the pshat.